Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Turning Point podcast series. Today we have the special pleasure of speaking with Doug Robinson, who is the Executive Director of the National Association of State Chief Information Officers, about his organization's new State CIOs Make a Difference campaign. And Doug, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Sure, it's our pleasure, and thank you so much for taking the time. And let's jump right in from a top level. Tell us about this campaign. It's really interesting. We've certainly covered it already in the past, and we're really excited to hear from you about what it's all about.
Well, it is a very interesting campaign for us, and it really aligns with our branding effort that we started back in the fall of 2014. And what we really did was put together some ideas on how to advance particularly the role of the state CIOs with a campaign, rather than simply having some scattershot articles and coverage out there about what CIOs are doing. We decided we really needed to focus in on a more formal and mature effort that aligned with the strategic goals of the association. So really that was presented to our board at our annual meeting back in late September in 2014, and they ran with it and thought we had a pretty good idea in terms of being able to build this campaign and really use the association to be a champion for state CIOs and the success and the hard work they have in their states, and also to, again, align with our objective of our strategic goals around being both a premier community for state CIOs and also, more importantly, advancing the state CIOs as key state leaders. So there's strategic intent behind the campaign. It simply just wasn't done in isolation. It really lines up to making sure we can advance the state CIOs as key leaders and really put a kind of a positive message behind the role of the CIO. And I think with that, focusing on the fact that there are stories to share, and CIOs make a contribution and make a difference in their state every day. So that was our focus.
That's great. I appreciate those insights. And you kind of answered my second question, but I'll ask it anyway, because this reminds us very much of what we call a flattery campaign, which is great. Mm-hmm. Because in our opinion, state CIOs are doing amazing things all the time, especially when you see some of the cutting-edge implementations. So I guess let's talk a little bit deeper then why it's important to shine a light on the good work that's being done these days by state CIOs.
Well, I think certainly as many listeners, state CIOs have an extremely tough job. We represent the enterprise CIO, and again, that's the top IT and business official in the state, appointed by their governors. And most often, I think what we see, particularly in the media, is coverage of issues around cost, issues around project failures or less than optimal project implementation. Certainly, we've seen front page news in the last couple of years about cybersecurity issues, risk management, data breaches. And so what we really want to do is talk about that those are really the exceptions. Those are that's the kind of the narrow view of this broad portfolio. And so by looking at that, really the CIO leadership and some of the areas that they're making a difference, we're trying to, at least like you said, try to push a campaign that, kind of adds value to the kind of the media marketplace around the other things that CIOs are doing. So, yes, that was definitely the purpose, to try to be a little creative. And I think for us anyway, the challenge is the ongoing turnover and churn in the state CIO community makes this very important to highlight the great things that state CIOs are doing.
Excellent. And if you don't mind giving us a rundown of some of the state CIOs that you've been showcasing and highlighting in the campaign.
Sure. Well, we basically did a call for volunteers a few months ago, and we had a number of CIOs that volunteered. And so we kind of went through those and tried to look for differentiators. We tried to look at specific activities that each CIO was involved in, so we would be able to tell, again, we're trying to do storytelling here, tell a different story about a different maybe a portfolio, a project, an initiative from each state and make those a little bit different. So that was part of our rationale behind the selection. And the other was to put them in order to highlight, obviously, innovations and what they were doing. So we started with on May 11th, and again, these are two-week campaigns. Open up on a Monday, and with a lot of social media and a lot of web profiling and videos. We started up with Jim Smith in the state of Maine, and Maine is doing some excellent work around BPM, business process management. I think most importantly is Maine was a state that was an early adopter of agile methodology in terms of their project management and working with all their agency partners. The other thing is that Jim is the co-chair of our state IT workforce advisory group. We released our major state IT workforce survey back in mid-April, and Jim, along with Mark Bengel from Tennessee, are the co-chairs of that effort. And we did that because Maine has implemented a lot of innovative new workforce development approaches with internships and professional mentoring. So that's another reason to highlight Maine and what they're doing. We then followed up with Mark Van Orden, CIO in the great state of Utah, in the Beehive State, and they are long being recognized as a national leader in digital government and technology. And what we focused on with Utah is that whole digital engagement platform and digital services. They have over 1,100 services online. They've been recognized again for their work and a lot of emerging issues, particularly around mobile applications, and so we wanted to highlight that. And also to really show how, with a wide range of digital services, why so many folks in Utah use their website and all of their services because of the great work that they're doing out there. And then we kicked off, that was the end of May, we kicked off June with Jim Fowler in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And really focused on in Kentucky was their consolidation initiative, and in terms of both infrastructure consolidation and then their move to anything as a service or X as a service. They're definitely one of the states that you can see leading this transition from a system-centric view of the IT environment in the states to a service-centric view. They've also been recognized nationally with their new refined and updated business one-stop portal. And they collaborated with the Kentucky Secretary of State office and other agency to come up with a single unified entry point for businesses into state government. And again, that was, I think, a press release. An announcement just came out last week from the Secretary of State office. So this week, in fact, kicked off today, Paul Batzall, CIO, State of Indiana. And so the Hoosiers are very proud of their management and performance hub. And we have highlighted that in the past, and I've actually talked about that in some of my discussions around big data and analytics and the use of data to make better policy decisions in government. So I think that's something that certainly people want to track is the management performance hub and their major initiative around infant mortality and I think one of the true big data projects going on in the states. So that will run for a couple of weeks, and then we'll move into Colorado and then finally end up with the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Wow, so that's excellent. Thank you. That's a great rundown right there, Doug. Thank you so much. And what's really interesting is that it's all different levels of implementations, different types of interesting things that are going on. And let's shift real quick. Tell us about NASIO and some of your upcoming initiatives. Tell our listeners more about your organization.
Certainly. NASIO is the nation's organization that represents the state chief information officers, founded back in 1969, so we're kind of a legacy system in our own right. But we represent, the enterprise CIO, and those are the business leaders of IT in the states that are all appointed by the governor, states, territories, and the District of Columbia. So we currently have 54 members. We have associate membership, other associations, universities, local governments, and we also have corporate membership. And so we have a wide range of corporate members that support the association, currently almost 120 corporate members. And so our role, again, is to advance information technology, policy, business processes, innovation within the states. And we do that in a variety of ways through our conferences and our educational events, as well as primarily our publications around policy, information technology issues, emerging issues, and on our annual surveys. We do a number of surveys of the marketplace, and as the voice of that state IT community, we want to make sure that we're, again, demonstrating the collaboration that's taking place both out in the states and also the innovation that's taking place in the states, because the CIOs have very, very challenging roles. So on the radar, so to speak, one we just released was our policy brief and on really the whole emerging issue of unmanned aerial systems or drones. Unmanned aerial systems have begun to be deployed within certain states in a variety of test applications, and we see those in the future as being an opportunity for better public sector decision-making and data gathering, but also brings a whole host of governance questions that need to be addressed. And so that's kind of the things we do, is look out on the horizon for technology adoption and try to get out in front of those. We'll be doing that over the next few months with a cyber security disruption guide that we're going to be releasing. We've got work going on in procurement area, which has not got a lot of coverage, and that's with making decisions around accessibility and how to build and craft a policy guidance around accessible information technology, both for employees as well as for citizens, and how to work with the supplier or vendor community on making sure that you've built accessibility into your solicitations and it's being addressed out on the forefront. So those are a couple of things that you'll see coming out here probably in the next month or so. And then long term, got a number of things we're looking at, including the 2015 State CIO Survey. And that is currently being is out in the field, and we'll have the results of that in October.
Excellent, Doug. That's a lot of great stuff going on there, and this has been a wonderful podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to add, anything we didn't cover today?
Well, I think the only thing I would mention, obviously, is the continuing challenges and opportunities around cybersecurity. So that's something to keep your eye on. That is the number one policy issue and organizational issue for state CIOs, as represented in our top 10. And that is something we spend a lot of time talking about, is cybersecurity and risk management in the state. So definitely gets a lot of media coverage, and that's something we continue to be focused on and advocate for in our government affairs and partnerships area.
Excellent. Good. Well, what a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard a Turning Point podcast interview with Doug Robinson, who's Executive Director of NACIO, who was kind enough to share some insights on the organization's campaign, State CIOs Make a Difference. And Doug also shared additional insights into other efforts and activities that the association is undertaking these days. And Doug, thank you so much for your time today.
Yes, my pleasure. Appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
Sure thing. Sure thing. Take care. Bye.
Bye.